He's out a spooky, ghostly Halloween rock and roll special. And while you were sitting in with the band earlier on, you said, oh, I've seen ghosts quite recently, you said. That can't go without passing. What's the story?
Well, I haven't actually seen a ghost, but I heard a ghost. There's a hotel here in London where mm-hmm. I stay, and it has a notorious ghost that's supposed to have been a pilot during World War II who landed on the top of the building.
Did you know this in advance?
No, I didn't know in advance. When it first happened to me, the first night I stayed there, the doors to my television cabinet opened and closed all night long and kept me awake. And I was so jet-lagged that I just kind of, you know, dismissed it. And, but then he set on me, and that really disturbed me.
Huh?
He set on me. And
who set on you?
The entity, whatever it is, that's in the hotel, he set on me, and it was like having covers tucked so tightly around you that you couldn't move.
Now people are going to say it's one of those goofball Americans again with their crazy theories. Shirley MacLaine, the whole bit.
Shirley MacLaine would have tried to talk to it. I just said... I'm a Texan. I just said, look, I'm jet-lagged, I'm tired, not tonight, okay?
Are you susceptible to this kind of thing? Do you believe? Is that it?
I really don't. You know, I've never really thought about it too much. And the next night at the hotel, there was nothing. But the night after that, things started just flying around my room, and I didn't know what it was that was flying around the room until in the morning. And whatever it was had taken all of my electrical adapters for, you know, hair rollers and things like that. And just that's what had been whizzing by me, and they were behind. I had to move furniture and find them and find my hair rollers and stuff. Didn't hit me with them. I guess it was probably because I said no that first night or whatever. I don't know.